Station or the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Three Americans freed in a prisoner swap with China after negotiations with Beijing that involved President Biden himself. ABC's Whit Johnson with more.
Three Americans who were detained in China stepping foot on home soil for the first time in years. Loved ones embracing on the tarmac as Mark Sweetan, Kai Lee, and John Leung all arrived at Joint Base San Antonio. All men part of a major prisoner swap between the U.S. and China, in which China also received three prisoners, including a spy captured by the FBI.
The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City kicking off now. The security is tight, but the NYPD says there are no credible or specific threats against the 2 million people expected along the parade route. With Americans expected to spend more than $40 billion in online shopping between now and Cyber Monday, some Amazon workers are set to walk off the job tomorrow. They're trying to force the retail giant to increase their pay. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Melissa Kay. Travelers are expected to fill Wisconsin roads and airports in record numbers this Thanksgiving holiday, according to AAA Wisconsin officials. Nearly 1.6 million Wisconsinites will leave home this holiday week, an all-time high, as numbers continue to rebound after the COVID-19 pandemic. Nationally, AAA officials expect more than 8 million people to travel, the most since 2019. If turkey makes you tired, there's action on TV. Here's Civic Media's Terry Barr.
A tradition continues with an expanded football schedule this holiday weekend, including games on Black Friday. Football and Thanksgiving have been served up together for more than 140 years, the first featuring college teams, Yale and Princeton. The NFL took over the holiday games in 1920. By the 1930s, Detroit became the regular host to these yearly games. This year, Green Bay hosts the Miami Dolphins at Lambeau Field on Thanksgiving night. So far, the Packers' record during these holiday matchups, 15 wins, 20 losses, and 2 ties. I'm Terry Barr.
Millions of Americans will spend Thanksgiving with relatives for the first time since the election, who may be on the other side of the political divide. Experts have some advice. Emma Nadler is a therapist, speaker, and author of the book, The Unlikely Village of Eden. She suggests that people consider what their overall goal is for the gathering and the relationships and respond accordingly.
When you feel yourself getting angry, frustrated, take a few seconds to consider, how do I honor my purpose here?
The group Braver Angels promotes civil political discussions. Find out where the other person is coming from. Try to not put them on the defensive and look for common ground. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Packers football tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers playing on Thanksgiving, a tradition that dates back to the 1920s. They host the Dolphins, who feature two of the fastest wide receivers, Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, led by quarterback Tua Tagovailoa, Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley.
I mean, you'll see him throw the ball down the field and hit some big plays, but then you'll see a lot of catch and run. We're in rhythm, he's throwing the ball. And it's not just the receivers, it's the backs too. You know, creating some mismatches, getting the ball in space, and letting their guys kind of catch and run. So they do a really good job with that.
College football, the Badgers host the Minnesota Gophers tomorrow at 11 a.m. Luke Fickell says he won't bring in a special speaker to explain the tradition of playing for the Paul Bunyan Axe.
I'm not a guy that brings in people to speak. You know, I mean, we've got guys within this program. We've got guys that it's meant the world to them. They've bled it. There's a lot of guys that you know, are new here that if they don't understand, shame on them, because we talked about it in fall camp. We talked about it in spring football.
That's head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Partly cloudy this morning, becoming mostly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today, 33, with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Breezy with flurries tonight, low of 18. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 27. Saturday, partly cloudy, with a high in the upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 22.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
All right.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Let's jump ahead to this year and see what things may have changed and what things may have stayed the same as we talk to new friends and some old friends. This year for Veterans Day, Jim stayed in studio while Mino went on the road down to Duck Creek Pub, and let's see what stories they unraveled. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everybody, on this very special Veterans Day here in the United States. And a lot of stuff going on here right in Brown County, Green Bay. Whoa, on the other line here, the Mr. Promoter of Veterans, through all his books, through all his activities, John Mino. John, are you there?
Yes, sir.
All right. Where are you at?
We are at Duck Creek Pub, no longer called Duck Creek VFW, right, Christine?
Yep, right.
So I am with Christine Post. Christine and her family really, I hate to say started this in case somebody else has them, but for the 25 years or whatever I've been coming back, you, your mom, who unfortunately passed away, Your dad, who passed away, was on a B-24 Liberator in the South Pacific. Oh. You guys, at 25 or 30 years ago, said, we're going to do a breakfast for veterans. It exploded into a huge thing, and a tradition continues. How do you guys do it?
Volunteers, for sure. It's just fabulous how we can support all of our veterans and get everyone out here and serve a meal to our veterans and get everyone together. Like, their fellowship and camaraderie is just awesome.
Well, I think it's cool that your parents instill that in you, and you're instilling it in your daughters. You might have generations of you guys doing this, but isn't it a warm feeling when you walk in and you see some of these gentlemen and women you haven't seen all year, and they all come back for this, and it's like a family reunion, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all the same guys, and again, yeah, I only see them, some of them, once a year, but they know to come here, they know we're going to support them, and hugs, and all kinds of joy, so it's great.
Tell everybody what's on the menu, because that has not changed.
No, we have eggs. Scrambled eggs, we have, it's called SOS, everyone in the service knows what that is.
Stuff on a shingle.
And they have sausages, and like some hash browns or something today.
We got hash browns, and no fruit to be seen.
Oh, absolutely not. No fruit, no veggies. No,
how about
a breakfast, Jim?
Coffee, or is there any Johnny juice out there? What's
Johnny,
the beverage?
Let's talk about the Johnny juice.
Yeah.
The Johnny juice. Oh, yeah. Okay. Johnny juice is flowing already this
right.
morning.
Yeah, I bet
no,
it is.
No, it's not. Just black coffee. Just
yeah,
black
sure,
coffee.
I'm sure. John,
I see no coffee.
We're keep, all right, relax.
Yeah, we're keeping tabs Christine. On you. Christine, I just want to throw a comment in here. You know, we've had many, many veterans on Mine on the Mayor, our show, and, you know, not to bring this down, but veteran suicide is a real issue. And one of the things is the camaraderie of getting to talk to other veterans, and you really promote that today, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Just the way that everyone comes together and we're supporting everybody. And yeah, like John said, some of these guys, maybe they see each other throughout the year, but some of us here at the VFW, we only see them this time of year, but they support each other.
Right.
We support them and just keep supporting our veterans all the time. Anything they need.
And John, Mayor, we got another special guest here, John Kramer.
Oh, yes.
From the Press Times, who is one of our all-time favorite guys. He's now a part of the media. John, welcome to the world of the media.
Yes, yes.
This is hard work.
Well,
it's too much work.
We love what you're doing with the Press Times. That's just a great local paper. Great photos, thanks to you. And, yeah, thank you for doing that. How do you feel today, John?
Well, it's been a busy weekend for me, so I covered three events Friday and Saturday, and this today, and then heading down to the Neville Public Museum for another one at 10 o'clock.
Right, the ecumenical. Not the ecumenical, the... yeah, where they bring all the branches together. I think that's great. But, John, I'm talking about more. How do you feel today of serving the country? Do you feel honored like you should be? Tell me about how John Kramer feels today.
To be honest, I really haven't had a chance to reflect. I've either been at a gig or editing pictures and video, and I haven't sat down and thought about that myself, but I'm sure I will after I get a chance to take a breath.
Well, it's a great crowd out here, Jim, once again, and the meal is fantastic. I mean, all you got to do is get to the parking lot, you smell those sausages and the whole thing. And how many people helped you on a day like today, Christine?
Oh, I mean, there's got to be at least 25 or 30 people, but today we got the fine kids from Bayport FFA. They're here helping to sell raffle paddles. They also donated these beautiful centerpieces. They had an event, and they were just going to get rid of them, so they donated them to us, and they're just gorgeous.
We're missing. Where's the grill I donated the other day?
The grill?
I donated a grill.
Oh, I didn't. I'm not.
No, he
on did, the grill,
it's so probably
I'm,
not there. He pulled that with me too. He wants, you know, give the accolades. Wow, isn't that nice of John? And that doesn't show up. That's all right. We'll talk about it offline.
No, you know, Jim, you know how they talk about sometimes there's a mystery ship where somebody sees this ship that appears? That's going to be like the mystery grill.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, well, I'm one of the guys that missed it. Hey, I want to compliment you on bringing the students in. I think that's important that those of us who work in nonprofits that, you know, you want to serve the people that you're focused on, but it's great to engage the youth. And those kids at Bayport are awesome kids.
Yeah, I mean, my oldest daughter went to Bayport, and I just love seeing the younger generation out here, because we have to support our veterans, because even when the older generations have gone before us, there's always going to be veterans that we have to support. And getting our younger students involved and getting them to support veterans is absolutely what we need. So I say bring them all in and support all of our veterans.
And I just want to say other things. That was a really good point you just brought in, Jim, or brought up, because I remember one time when we were doing this, oh, man, maybe 15, 18 years ago, and there was a school, a history teacher brought in, like, the entire class. They just ring the room. And that's back when we still had a lot of World War II veterans. Yeah. I'm sure those people, and you can't, I mean, there's hardly any left, but can you imagine for those kids to be able to say, now, I talked to a World War II veteran who was at the Battle of the Bulge or Iwo Jima or something. You talk about living history you've had come through these walls. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's like you said, the World War II veterans, I mean, there are not many of them, and I'm thankful every day that my father was World War II, and I got the stories from him that I have today. But, I mean, even so, even our current veterans, I mean, there's going to be a story, right? So even though they're not World War II veterans, their history is very important, and we got to keep our young kids.
And that's the thing. This isn't just for veterans here today. You can come on down. I don't know, what is the cost for a non-veteran to buy the breakfast? I don't even know.
I have no idea.
Yeah, but come on down, meet with these veterans, shake their hands. And we see some young kids right there from Bayport sitting down next to veterans having breakfast. I think that's great.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, especially when, like, their school supports them, right? So it's like they're getting out of school to come here and support veterans. That's huge. I mean, my employer does that. I'm able to come here today and volunteer. So it's just...
I'm actually working.
I know. Yeah, I know.
Right. Some of us didn't get off.
Quote-unquote working.
Yeah,
whatever.
Just give another glass, Johnny Juice.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, and I think sometimes kids, youth, grade school, high school, might think veterans are dying off. But, you know, 30% of the veterans are post 9/11. So there's always going to be that group to honor. I think it's important that kids understand it's not just, and thank God for the Vietnam and Gulf War veterans, but there's just a lot of up and coming people out there that are veterans and will be veterans for many, many years. So it's good that these kids can engage with them at all levels.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know, like, my father, he would always do different events, even at middle schools or elementary schools. I mean, when they can learn at a really young age, like, don't wait till high school to...
And from the guys who wrote history.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And so, like, they, even all of our current veterans, like, we need our young kids to, like, we have to carry this forward, right? Yep. So we have to make sure that we're teaching our elementary and our middle school students, so that when our current veterans are at this stage in their life, they are supported as well. So
I got to be honest with you on one thing, though. Jim and Todd, I talked to you guys about this. I love all my veterans and everything, but those World War II guys, that was just special breed of person.
They sure were. I mean, my dad's probably the epitome of that special World War II veteran, absolutely. Just very humble, very just, but willing to share. I mean, eventually, he was willing to share with his family, but, I mean, he would go out there and educate elementary kids, middle school kids. He would teach them all the time. And so just the fact that we can keep this in this event going, this is awesome.
Right. Congratulations, Christine.
Thank you.
You bet. So this is Mino coming away live from the VFW in Duck Creek. Well, it's Duck Creek Pub now, correct?
Yes.
Duck Creek Pub, but the host all of the VFW event here, and been doing it for probably 30 years, and it's going to continue for as long as we can, right?
As long as we can, as long as we get volunteers and our veterans keep coming out. So,
how long do you serve food for today?
I think until it's gone. So okay. I know some guys have other events to go to, but until it's gone, for sure.
Come on out, folks. Duck Creek Pub, been here a long time. I'm sure you know where to find it. Take a right at the root beer stand, basically, isn't it? Okay.
Yeah, by A&W, yeah.
Velvet, right. Take a right. That's right.
John, have you been having... I mean,
you're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt Nair on Air.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Trevi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project.
We as individuals need to be far better in terms of getting the tools we need to have the conversations. You're never going to shame someone out of their political beliefs.
Yes.
You're never going to get them with talking points.
You nailed it. And I think that that's what some of our friends on the left don't get. And I think it's destructive and it's not beneficial.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, Professor Emeritus of Democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life.
Sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
And the men. All right, welcome back, everybody. Celebrating this Veterans Day here and throughout the United States, but here in Green Bay. And John is on site at the, what do we call it?
Duck Creek Pub.
The Duck Creek Pub. I know.
VFW.
Right, okay. I always called it the VFW. The Duck Creek Pub. And that's just honoring our veterans with a great breakfast that's open right now. You got students from Bayport helping out, and it's a free breakfast to anyone who served this country. John is on site there talking to some people, and what's the mood out there, John?
I'll tell you, I've got a good friend of ours, Mike Sheedy, here.
Oh, yeah.
And Mike's dad, you talk about generational serving your country. Mike's dad served with the 32nd, right, Mike?
32nd Division, yes. 32nd.
In New Guinea, which was a horrific, horrific, it was literally hell on earth place to fight. His dad was severely wounded, went through an unbelievably, I still can't think of anything scarier than when you're wounded and you're trying to hide, and the Japanese are going around and killing your wounded friends. Correct, Mike?
Yes, that is correct. Yeah, Dad had pulled other bodies over the top of himself and hid out there for like a day and a half before they could finally get out and pick them up.
But he had to listen to what was going on.
Yeah, he listened to it, and he heard his buddies that were as they were bayoneting and shooting his buddies.
Now, Mike, you, of course, served in the Vietnam era war, and you were there right at the very last incident, so to speak, that we had in Vietnam. Could you explain that a little bit?
Yeah, I was on USS Henry B. Wilson, DDG-7. We were involved in the Mai Gwais incident. That's when a bunch of Cambodian pirates had stole a ship, really, and they armed and took over a commercial ship that was manned by American people, merchant marines. That's what I was trying to think of. And these guys were on the ship, and they kidnapped them and took them onto an island. And then we were there as part of the task force that helped try to get them off the island. And then once they got them off the island, we took them back to the Philippines on our ship. We gave them a ride back.
Wow.
And then they took and put them back on the Mayaguez, and they took those guys, and then they steamed their ship off. And we were there at the end to help pull a bunch of Marines off it that had landed on the island because they thought the guys were still on the people, the sailors and captain and stuff from the Mayaguez were still on the island, but they had already been rescued. But they sent these guys, these Marines in, to an island to try to rescue them, and they ran into a hell of a fight, and a bunch of those Marines were killed. I want to say 18. Yeah, there was quite a few of those guys that were killed trying to rescue those guys, and they were already off the island. So, and then there was a couple of guys that had been left on the beach. So then they took the captain's gig, and one of the gunner's mates and one of the boatswain's mates went, and they pulled that guy off the beach under heavy fire with the captain's gig, and they went on. That's the only thing we could get close enough with, and they went and pulled those guys off the island and then brought them out. And then, like I said, we took all the Marines back to the Philippines, and the captain and the crew for the Mayaguez, we got them back onto their ship so they could fire it up and get steaming out of there, and they went on their way then. So, but it was virtually the last incident in the Vietnam War.
Like Vietnam veterans especially, what Veterans Day means to them now versus when you guys first came back, world of difference, isn't there?
Incredible difference, incredible. What really started to make a difference was 9/11. It's like the country finally woke up to the sacrifice that veterans had made and continue to make at this time. There's still guys that are dealing with the after effects of Agent Orange from Vietnam, burn pits from all over the country, where they serve, the PTSD, TBIs, all that stuff those guys are dealing with now. They're coming home, and at least they're getting the support now that the Vietnam veterans never got until after 9/11. That's Mike, like that kind of woke the country up, and they finally got the appreciation for veterans went way up after 9/11, and the sacrifice that veterans make continue to make.
Jim and Todd, any questions?
Yeah, well, Mike, you know, you're people do come back. They've had some struggles, some issues. You've taken the next step. Talk a little bit about what you're doing with Veterans Court and how you're helping veterans who are struggling a little bit.
Sure. Brown County is really good about having treatment courts. They have an OWI court, they have firearm court, they have drug court. They also have a veterans treatment court. And a veterans treatment court is if you qualify to become part of our veterans treatment court, you're part of our court for 15 to 18 months. And a veterans treatment court gets you lined back up with your veterans benefits that you have coming. We help whatever brought you into the court, whether it's drugs, alcohol, whatever it is, we try to get you in treatment. The court does. And like I said, we get you lined up with your VA benefits. We try to get the guys back into apartments. We try to help find jobs. We try to get them to go to school. And as part of there's a whole group of volunteers that are called mentors. And the mentors work with the participants of the Veterans Treatment Court. And we call them participants on purpose. We don't want any connotation that comes from anything else. They're participating in their recovery and what getting them back. So we want to make sure that there's denoted with the correct title.
You know, and I think what
the mentors work with them for an hour a week. We meet with them, and then we go to court with them every Friday. And there's five phases in our court. The first phase, you go once a week. Second phase, you go every other week. Third phase, you go every third week. Fourth phase, you go once a month. And then in the fifth phase, you have to come back three times to court, once a month for 3 months. And we try to get you established back into the community. Whatever took you, got you in trouble, we help you try to get you out.
Outstanding. Mike Shee, thanks for everything you do and for your father's amazing sacrifice.
Yeah, happy Veterans Day, Mike. Yeah. Wow.
My pleasure. Yeah, those are guys that make a difference.
Boy, do they. I mean, do you think of what he did when he was there, and then he comes back and keeps the effort, you know? I mean, yeah, guy's something else. He volunteers at the homeless shelter, too, so I see him pretty often. He's a good guy. He's a great guy.
Hey, he's the best. You bet. Helps everybody.
Yeah.
How are we doing time-wise?
We got another minute here, Johnny. I just, you know, tell us a little bit about the mood out there.
Oh, it's great. I mean, it's literally like a family reunion. It's the same type of feeling. Guys hugging each other, talking to each other, catching up. Just great bunch of guys. It's a wonderful atmosphere, and people are still piling in. The food is fantastic. So come on out, folks. You don't have to be a veteran. Come on out and have a meal at the Duck Creek VFW Pub.
All right. John Mino on site at the Duck Creek VFW Club, and we're going to be right back. This is Mino and the Mayor. Happy Veterans Day.
Beautiful, far hero.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Melissa Kay. All over the country, there will inevitably be political conversation over the Thanksgiving dinner table. And for lots of families, there are people on both sides of the aisle, making it a tense situation. Therapist Emma Nadler said if the conversation takes a turn, take a long pause, maybe pitch in with the dishes, or take a walk, rather than let things get too contentious.
Anyone can say and do things they regret, and it takes at least 20 minutes of non-activating conversation to get back to your baseline regulation.
Some families may choose to discuss the tone of the holiday ahead of time, trying to set some ground rules. If you enjoy mashed potatoes and green bean casserole this holiday, you're not alone, but a new survey includes some other food surprises. Here's Civic Media's Terry Barr.
A new survey is revealing some interesting things about the food you may be sharing this Thanksgiving holiday weekend. It includes the calories you'll consume. The Harris poll shows most of you say there's almost always turkey, cranberries, and pumpkin pie. But the survey indicates 65% don't even like some of these holiday dishes, yet you'll eat it because it's tradition. One result which may not be surprising: the average number of calories consumed during your holiday dinner. It's around 4,500. That's about twice the daily calories suggested by any health expert. I'm Terry Barr.
The holiday travel season begins this week, and you can expect roads and airports to be crowded for Thanksgiving. In Wisconsin, a record number of people are expected to fly or drive for Thanksgiving. Good news, though, for areas with road construction. Wisconsin DOT said road work will stop at noon on Wednesday and resume on December 2nd. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. It's been a long road for the live-action version of Snow White, but there is now a release date in sight. The Disney flick has been in development since 2016 and was supposed to be released in 2024. Greta Gerwig wrote the script for the film, which stars Rachel Zegler and Gal Gadot. Snow White will hit theaters March 21st of 2025. Hollywood is full of crazy stories, and actor Josh Brolin has a doozy he shared in his new memoir, From Under the Truck. Brolin tells the story of when he met acting legend Marlon Brando. Brolin attended a dinner at his stepmother Barbara Streisand's house, along with John Travolta and Kelly Preston. Brolin recalled that Brando showed up with a bleeding leg because he stopped to pull someone from a mudslide on the way to the party. Travolta, a well-known Scientologist, noticed and told Brando he had just gotten to the next level as a Scientologist and said he could heal him. Brolin recalled watching Danny Zuko heal the Godfather, one of the most surreal of his life. It was surreal just reading that. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy this morning, becoming mostly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today, 33, with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Breezy with flurries tonight, low of 18. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 27. Saturday, partly cloudy, with a high in the upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 22.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. On the Mayor Podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Mino and the Mayor, Monday, November 11th, Veterans Day. Everybody's celebrating today, and think of veteran when you see him on the street, restaurants, anywhere you see him today. We actually should do it every day, but especially today, we got to thank our veterans. See, this segment is brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Get the look you want for your home with customizable windows and doors from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. The durability of materials gets tested. They open and close doors, latches, and shades tens of thousands of times to ensure they last for years to come. Pella offers custom colors and innovative features like shades between the glass. Get started today at PellaWI.com. Great company here in our local community, and they have the products that you want. Today's Veterans Day, as we said, we're celebrating. John Mino is on site at the VFW in Howard. How are things going, Johnny?
It's going fantastic. Talk a lot of great old veterans. Or I shouldn't say old. Might get smacked around here. They can still handle themselves pretty well. But I'm with our good friend Mike Allen, Mike, Vietnam veteran. And we talked a little bit about when you came back from Vietnam. And your group, actually, when I was over there towards the end, you guys kind of had a motto. We don't want to be the first guys. Or, I mean, we don't want to be the last guys killed in Vietnam. So when you go back to those last days of yourself in Vietnam versus coming out to a place like this with the camaraderie is incredible. It's got to be a great feeling the way things have transgressed, huh?
Yep, definitely has. We call it getting back to the world. And that, you know, when you were leaving, it was get back to the world. And sometimes some of the guys got back to the world too early. But still the camaraderie. I lost a Delta Raider 2 days ago. He passed away, congested heart failure, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. His nickname was Ski Hank. I can't pronounce his last name, but his nickname was Ski from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So we're slowly fading out, but once we're here, we're going to hang strong.
Mike, you guys have one thing in common. Your group's sitting over here. You spent a lot of time in the bush. I mean, living in the jungle. I don't know if people realize that. You guys didn't come out after a couple of days. You guys lived in the jungle. Can you describe what that was like?
Your clothes, you kept your same clothes on that you had until they pretty much rotted off. It would be in between 60 and 90 days that you'd be up in the mountains. So you rotated onto a fire support base, full security, all dependent who got beat up real bad, sickness or whatever. But you'd rotate onto a fire base, and you'd be on there for 4 or 5 days, maybe a week. Then you'd be back out humping, and you still didn't get no change of clean clothes. So you wore them, and pretty much so you came in on stand down, and you pull your fatigues out of grab bags from soldiers that came in before on stand down. They had them washed, and that's what you wore.
Mike, what about as far as, like, you told me you carried more water than anybody in Vietnam because that was one of your biggest fears, was running out of water, wasn't it?
Yeah, we all kept our canteens filled. If we didn't get water on log day, we'd be hitting the streams. I carried 9 quarts of water, so that's 2. That's almost 20 pounds of water. You didn't want to run out because if you ran out, the other guys would be hard to give you water, and you didn't guzzle your water. And you used it to make coffee or cocoa at night when you ND feed. So you wanted your water. But like I say, we caught water off of our ponchos when it would rain. And that would fill our canteens up. But we kept full. You never wanted to run out of water. You never wanted to run out of ammo. You just never knew.
One other thing, Mike, I want to talk about. With the reunions, you guys all just went your separate ways when you came back from Vietnam. But it was a reunion that helped your mind clear up one time when you found out exactly what happened during a firefight, correct?
Yep, that was true. We had it was under Fire Base Catherine, I believe, but it was a couple of miles in which direction off of Ripcord, and we had run NDP on this little knoll. So,
which is night defensive position. Yep.
And we're going to NDP there, and it wasn't a very big hill, and so a couple of the guys went up to check it out, and all of a sudden the NVA surprised them, and they surprised the NVA, and they opened up on them on AK-47s, and those two guys come flying down the side of that little hill, and LT Guerrera, we had a call for a line assault, so we on line, and we humped up that little hill firing as we went up, and the NVA threw a Chi-Com over mine and Padilla's head. And Howler Tricom rolled my head all the way back. platoon leader, Sergeant Rob, he jumped off to one side, and Alto Griffith, he didn't quite get out of the way of it, but he got wounded in the foot. And on the top, it looked like the NVA were running probably to the southwest, and there were caves there. So I alerted the FO, Ramey, and he called in for the gunships, and the gunships came in, and the first pass, they launched the rockets, and one of them blew up in a tree, almost not quite above us, but pretty close. Blew up in a tree, and they were coming in, and after the firefight was over, they were taking Muncie down off the side in a poncho. There were six guys kind of trying to carry him, and they're kind of dragging him a little bit off the hill, down the hill. And probably about maybe 15 years ago at one of the Raider reunions, one of the guys told me that he was killed from small arms fire. And I thought it was from the shrapnel from that rocket that had blew up in the tree and got him. But it wasn't. So.
It rested your mind, didn't it, Mike?
Yeah, it did. Definitely did.
Mike, thanks for your service in Vietnam and sharing your stories with us.
Yeah, hey, Mike. Mike, I just before much. You...
Hey, Mayor.
All right.
Okay.
Johnny, I was just going to ask. That guy's quite the storyteller.
Go ahead.
No, I just, Mike, that was... You're a great storyteller. I mean, I was visualizing everything you're talking about. Do you get out? Do you talk about this? Are you comfortable with talking about your service to the youth or to organizations? Because you're sure good at it.
Oh, yeah. I don't mind at all, you know. And I got the photographs. Some of them are kind of gory, but, you know, so it's something that people would like to hear and see.
Oh, that's great.
Well, you're going to be in my book?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's great. All right, well, thank you, Mike. Happy Veterans Day to you.
Yep. And lastly, we just had a Raider reunion at the end of September in Earth City, St. Louis, Missouri. So we got back to even years. Wow. And it's always a good time.
Do
we
I
got
bet.
The guys that originally started the company and to the guys.
Awesome. You guys stay together.
Yep. So we stay together.
God bless you, my friend.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you, Mayor.
Wow. Bye. Thank you, Mike. Wow.
Mike Allen, one of our all-time good guys.
Man.
Hey, I got a photo up coming with John.
What's that? John's out.
Okay. I had to suck in for a bit of this.
Yeah. Shut the drink down, suck in.
It's true. Yeah, Ken. Ken Corey, come here. Ken Corey, come on. Ken was really instrumental with the Ruck watch block the other day.
All right, yes.
Which, unfortunately, I missed. I yeah. thought it was a different time.
Jeez.
Yeah. I've so
been talking about it for 3 months on the show.
For the 17-mile walk.
Yeah, it's all good.
I actually the wrong day.
Yeah.
You changed it or something at the last minute, right?
No, it's we always do it on a Saturday now.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was a Sunday.
No. My,
yeah,
he knew darn well when it was.
So I just did it on my own.
Yeah, it's okay,
yeah.
though.
Yeah.
I'm glad you did it. But we're raising awareness for that suicide and awareness.
I watch you on TV Saturday morning. You guys had a full rush.
Yeah, it was full. Over
how many people?
Over 1,000 people were there supporting it. So,
Jim, this is Ken Corey. Talk to Ken Corey for a quick second here, Jim.
How are you? Don't, Ken, that's great you're doing. Hi, Ken.
Hey, Jim, how you doing?
I'm doing. I've seen you on the trail doing the walk. 1,000 people?
Yeah, over 1,000 people there. It was an amazing time. You know, we were there, raised over $200,000 for programming to give back. And for the year, over $400,000 in programming to give back to our veterans, you know, to take them out, go skydiving, biking,
right.
all kinds of different things.
God bless you for doing that. And you must feel really good about the support you're getting on that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the community coming together. I mean, it's just raising that awareness for everyone out there and that they're not alone. People are struggling with mental health, and you know it's okay to reach out and ask for help. Just reach out. It's a sign of strength. It's not a sign of weakness. Getting out there and being being vulnerable is okay,
right.
Because we all have something going on.
Right.
We don't have bubbles above our heads. We don't have bubbles above our heads saying this is what's going on. So have empathy with those people out there that are struggling.
And the thing is, Jim, when we talk about this, when you have somebody like Ken, it's somebody that's coming from the heart. He's been there. He didn't just go take some classes
right.
someplace and he's going to deal with these vets. Ken, go ahead. You were honest about it in the TV appearance they saw you did Saturday about
your own struggles when you came back.
Yeah, so I know I struggled. I spent 3 years in Iraq and Afghanistan in war, and coming home isn't always the easiest thing. In and out of, you know, I got divorced. More or less, I pushed my family away, going through, you know, drinking battles, you know, fight in and out of fights. You know, depression, anxiety, all of it, you name it. I struggled for 3 years, and it wasn't easy until I found a girl that kicked me in my butt and said, get your butt in to some help. And I did, but it was hard. And then I left her, and I left counseling. And then I came back to her because she's like, you're going back to counseling. And I went back to counseling, and then it was hard, and I left. And then I came back to her. It was like this in and out thing. Uh-huh. And then finally it stuck. You know, and I'm so grateful for it. So now I can help out my fellow brothers and sisters out there that need the help.
Yeah, so are
we. Don't know it. So I'm every time I see my fellow brothers, they're like, oh, I'll reach out and call on Monday or I'll call on Tuesday. You know what? No, we're calling right now and we're going to get this done because we'll leave a voicemail. That's, you know, we're going to get it done and we're going to start that process. So, you know, it's all about being there and being present for each other. That's why, you know, I think absolutely the best thing we can do is listen and be present. I think that's one of the things we're lacking these days now is, you know, being in the moment,
You make a really good point about raising awareness, and the best way to raise awareness isn't so much advertising. It's by you telling your story and then someone else telling their story. Because then they don't feel like, it's the word I'm looking for. They don't feel ashamed to be going and asking for help. You know, they need to do that. And it's the right thing to do.
And they don't feel like they're being preached to by somebody who wasn't there.
Right, right.
Yeah. And you know, we have the Veterans Wall as well at the Brown County Memorial. Actually, out at the Rush there.
Right.
They have the wall.
The moving wall?
They have a wall there that tells the stories of all
Veterans. Yeah.
And if you go to, I mean, I think, you know, there's a couple of stations out there. I think Channel 5 does a great job with telling the stories of the veterans.
They do.
You know, in the community. So, and you guys do a great job bringing us on, and I appreciate everything you guys are doing, too, as well. I couldn't be more thankful for what you guys do and what John and Jim.
People couldn't be more thankful what you do. You've saved lives.
Right.
Thanks. I appreciate you guys. So
go back and eat.
I will. All right.
Check my for breakfast.
I got my girlfriend in there. I got to go get her.
Oh,
yeah, listen to her.
Hey.
Wow.
So Ken, who does such a great job. Yeah.
And he did.
And he talks right from the heart.
Well, and I'm just saying that he's not, he just tells it like it is. He struggled. Look how many times he had to go back. What, 3-4 times? You know, just
absolutely.
That guy could, he could have been a statistic, you know, and he.
So that's what I mean. When you talk to somebody like that, you know, you're not going to shock him.
Right.
You know, if you go there and you say, well, I really struggled with alcohol or drugs when I came back, and he'll just be, yep, been there.
Exactly.
Yep, been there.
A lot easier.
So I think that's really cool.
A lot easier to talk to people who've been there.
I'm sorry, say that again, Jim?
I just say it's a lot easier to confide and talk to people who've been there, and Ken's one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great what he's doing.
Absolutely, 100%.
Is that incredible?
No,
that,
doing great out here.
Yeah, that thing that you missed that you didn't. 1,000 people did that walk. I didn't know it was that big of that. It was that many people that participated. That speaks really well for this community.
Honest, I didn't either.
Yeah,
I didn't either.
I thought it was a few hundred, couple hundred.
I trained all summer for that, and then unfortunately, I had that injury.
John,
right,
come on,
right,
it's Veterans Day.
Laughter in the background.
Yeah, wow, just choking up here. Okay,
next year, look out.
Yeah, we will. All right, we're going to get the right date next year, and we're going to monitor your training a little bit more. But that's great what they're doing, and I'm so glad the mood out at Duck Creek VFW is great. It's doors are still open.
Well, I had to step out the back here because it's so loud because everybody's talking over each other, and they got the thing. But it means everybody's having such a great time and telling stories and laughing and doing whatever. So that's the mood inside. So that's why I literally had to step out here for a second to be able to hear you better.
Okay, yeah, I thought it got a little quieter. But they have, besides this great breakfast and camaraderie, they also have what, auction items and some other things going on there?
Door prizes like you can't believe.
Awesome.
And the kids from Bayport walk around selling the paddle raffles.
Oh, yeah, those are fun.
All those kind of things.
Right.
It's really neat. It's really well organized. And like I said, I think it's awesome that Christine, who we had on, you know, her mom and dad, World War II veterans, were instrumental in going. She said her daughters will probably help out down the road here.
Right.
So I just think it's awesome with some of these families.
Yeah.
And even like Mike Sheedy, whose dad was a big part of this club from World War II.
I got to be like you, John. We're going to a quick break. John, I got it. We're going to go to a quick break. We're going to be right back. Stick around. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Let us all be grateful.
new choice. The Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM Oshkosh Air Support.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut, peas, beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Welcome back, everybody. Mine own the mayor celebrating Veterans Day. Johnny's on site at the VFW in Howard with a group of people. And Todd and I are holding the fort down here at our studio in downtown Green Bay. John, what do you got going on?
Well, I've got one of the Bayport volunteers here who also just happens to play football for Bayport.
Okay.
Caden, introduce yourself.
Hello, my name's Caden Cornett. I'm an officer for Bayport. I'm the fan, the treasurer, and I play football.
And you're out here helping out. How do you like hanging out with these veterans?
All nice people, you know, all giving. I haven't met one, you know, mean guy yet.
It's not like working at a normal restaurant, huh?
No. Yeah. Everybody's nice. Everybody's, like, happy, you know. It's like one big family.
Jim, you're always a proponent. I'm going to put the phone to Caden here. You go ahead and talk to him for a quick second. I got a gentleman about a story we got to tell that you guys will get a kick out of.
Right. How are you, Caden? Caden, thanks for doing this. I think it's really important that the youth gets engaged in volunteering, right? And you're leading that. You enjoy it?
Yeah, I love helping out veterans. Like, my grandpa was a veteran. He was in Korea. And it just, you know, I love giving back to the veteran community. And I'm also enlisting in the Army.
Oh, really?
I'm leaving in July.
Good for you, man. Congratulations. Thank you for doing that. You know, Caden, Bayport, did this come from your grandpa or your family, or is it just the culture at Bayport? It seems like you guys are pretty good about getting out in the community.
I think it's just the Howard Farmaco community, just volunteering, getting out, because Bayport's not the only group that does it. There's a lot of other groups that go and help out. But I don't know, it's just the culture here in Wisconsin. Like, everybody in Wisconsin likes helping out each other in the community.
Wow, this kid belongs in politics, Johnny. That's awesome. You go serve your country, you come back, you run for office. We need people like you.
Well, thank you.
Does that interest you at all? Get a little quiet. All right, there you go. Well, thank you for what you're doing.
What number are you?
I'm a number 18.
All right, we keep an eye on you Friday night when we do that game.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for what you're doing.
Thanks, Caden.
God bless for joining the Army.
You bet.
Yep. Thank you.
What an awesome kid. Wow.
Hang on. How much time do I got?
6 minutes.
Not quite. Come here. I got to tell this story, okay? So, this is a great old friend of mine. Or sorry, I keep saying old. But on my old show is what I meant. He was a very regular on our show. He just went by the nickname First Sergeant because I'm sure he was calling our show while he was actually at work at times. But no, here's the deal. He brought, wouldn't you bring me back as a gift, First Sergeant?
Some sand from Iwo Jima.
Nice.
Some sand from Iwo Jima. Gentlemen, that's the exact same sand. There's a musical group from Nashville that writes songs about veterans. And one of the songs they wrote was about Iwo Jima veterans. So what I did is I took some of your sand, I gave it to them. They're incorporating it in a special Iwo Jima guitar.
Oh, sweet. That's awesome.
It's pretty cool.
Embedded in the guitar.
Yeah, that's incredible. That's a good story.
Yeah. And that's all from you.
Yeah. We got that. We went to Okinawa. I was on Okinawa, and we took a whole group of Marines to Iwo Jima. This was probably in 1999, and there was a mass reenlistment up on the top of Sarabachi.
Yep.
So that was pretty cool.
And that's where you got the sand from.
Oh, yeah. We went down onto the beaches and walked it. And it was amazing the size of the island and the amount of forces that came ashore.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just amazing to see that. Yeah.
So, I mean, I will get you a picture. I want you to see that guitar when they're done with it, what they're doing with that sand you brought back.
Oh, that'd be awesome. I'd appreciate that.
Yeah. Hey, how great is this Veterans Day get together with all the veterans here?
Oh, I love it. I come down here every year. Yeah. I mean, it's something really special that all of us veterans really, really look forward to and take it to heart. You know, the support that we get from the community and especially this place.
I'm not being overboard where I say it's almost like a family reunion.
Absolutely. Yeah. You see a lot of familiar faces. Yeah, it's awesome.
Thanks, First Sergeant, for everything you've done for me and the show and all of our veterans.
Thanks, John. I appreciate it.
You're the man.
Thank you. Semper Fi.
There you go. Isn't that a neat story?
Yeah. And that's, I didn't know that he's, I know you're doing that guitar. I didn't know he got the sand from him. Wow, that's great. You know, John, we should just talk a little bit about, you know, there's so much going on today. Just remind people you're at this breakfast, but, you know, you just Google it. There's things going on all day, and quite honestly, there's things going on all week to honor the veterans. Yeah. You know, you're
exactly right. Like, we've got the ceremony Wednesday night with Nicole Stockman out at UW Green Bay, which is a very cool thing, the Chancellor's Reception for Veterans.
They mentioned it on the Civic News. I don't know if you know the guy, but they said John Mino is emceeing.
Who? Hey, as long as he doesn't have a brain fart like the other day and forget about it.
And forget the event, that's true. No, that's cool that you're doing that. But I think this whole week, I mean, we should be doing this every day of the year, but I mean, today's very special, but I think the whole week there's things going on.
Yeah, there really are. Jake from DC Farms just wandered in.
Oh, yes.
So there's lots of familiar faces in here. You'd recognize a lot of the people, Jim.
Yeah, well, that's great. Well, give him my best and just give him the thanks for me, but really from the whole community. I hope they're really feeling the love that people have for them.
They are. And you know what? They make sure they spread the love amongst themselves. And I just think it's phenomenal when a young guy, 17, 18-year-old young man,
right,
is, you know, serving these guys. I think that's the greatest paying it forward you could ask for.
Well, and then Caden's also enlisting, too. I think, you know, that guy, he's like, we got to keep in touch with that guy. That's just, and he talks so highly about the community, too, and that's where he got his values from. So, he's doing the right thing. And, that's just, that is great to hear. So how long's your event today, John?
Keep serving until they run out of food.
Okay.
So there won't be any problems with it. By the way, I always think about, you know, maybe if they extend the thing. Hey, Caden, quick question for you. How many push-ups can you do?
Over 50?
Oh, man.
Same as us, Jim.
Yeah,
same
that's right. Us. Caden, that's good. We taught him well. All right, Johnny, we got to wrap it up here. We're getting close to the end time here. Thank you for being out there and, you know, making it extra special for those guys. We look forward to your next book and actually look forward to having you back here tomorrow morning. So, yeah, enjoy your Veterans Day. And everybody out there, happy Veterans Day to any veteran you see today. And really, we're here. We got the freedoms we have because of them. So thanks for listening. This is Mino and the Mayor. Happy Veterans Day, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow.
And that's a wrap on this year's very special Veterans Day Appreciation Thanksgiving show from Mino and the Mayor. We sure hope you enjoyed it. From all of us here at Mino and the Mayor, we are so grateful for all of you. Thank you for coming each morning and listening every day, texting into the show, interacting with us online, or even telling your friends or family or strangers in the street about us. And however you choose to celebrate your holiday today, be it stuffing your face with all the side dishes or trying your best not to squabble with those distant relatives, we wish you a warm meal, a good time, and a great night's sleep. This is producer Amanda signing out. Happy Thanksgiving, and the guys will be back on Monday. But please listen tomorrow as we have a special edition of Mino and the Mayor just for you.
From Oshkosh to Neenah, this is 98.3 WISS.
Edgar Sawyer gave his home to the city of Oshkosh for the benefit of the public. In 1924, the Oshkosh Public Museum first opened its doors. The museum has grown since the 20s, including the addition of the Steiger Wing in the 80s, with expanded gallery spaces and dedicated archives. Be sure to check out the newly remodeled second floor with contemporary Native American art and Tiffany stained glass windows. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 4:30. Plan your next visit this weekend at OshkoshMuseum.org.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Thank you for listening to WISS Berlin, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade underway right now in New York City. Police lining the parade route along with millions of people. ABC's Aaron Katursky is there as well.
Minnie Mouse is one of the new giant character balloons taking flight in the 98th Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. It's raining out here. Everyone is soaked, but that has not dampened the enthusiasm of the crowds. They are lined up along the 2.5-mile route, some 2